The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Audio check 1, 2. Duncan, Bernard Road on this Free For All Friday edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company on this Friday, March 10th edition of Talking Heads. What the heck happened to March? Mr. Producer, what's going on? March starting to resemble January, you know. Like, yeah, lingering. Not even hanging up. No lingering whatsoever. So, yeah, we're already at March 10th today. And it is a Friday edition. Duncan. Duncan. Edition with Duncan. Because, like I said, you got the Brandon Road location where we're live with the drive-thru. You got the East Street South location also with the drive-thru. You have downtown Big Street. You have Paradise Island. You have Palmdale. And, of course, you have Carmichael, the newest location, as well as at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Duncan. And listen, Duncan's got... Now, they've got a couple of new menu items that I want you to check out. All right? First and foremost, a great chicken sandwich. Then you need to check out the Duncan, the brand-new flavor. And the flavor explosion of Duncan's new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich. Loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce. The pesto sauce is off the chain. And it's all topped off with melted cheese. And it's served on that warm croissant. Now you can get it by yourself. Get made to order all day long, and you get it, like I said, in that combo with the baked Lays, the fresh brewed iced tea. So either way, it's all good, and it's waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. And don't forget, they got the donuts going on, they got the coffees going on, hot and cold. So yeah, always, it's a Dunkin' thing, because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. All right, so like I said, we're live, Dunkin', Brennan Road, getting it in, and let's jump on in and check out... I will open up the lines and the text. Really? You know the routine. Even though I'm here, you're still with me. So chime on in. Get out. Or you can hit up the text lines. Phone line 36232 325 36.
alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Mix has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Audio check, 1, 2. All right. Now we got it worked out. Now everything running on Duncan. Everything copacetic. So, like I said, we're here until 6 at Duncan Brennan Road. And we're about to jump in. Check out the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, all right? Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, all right? And be sure to check out both locations Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can always do your shopping online simply by logging on to finethreads.com. So, let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And like I said, feel free to chime in via the text or the phone lines. We'll open them up for you. Big headline today, man shot and killed, another murder. So, you know, as we go into the weekend, after a quiet period, we have another murder. Man was shot and killed early this morning on Faith Avenue South, police said. Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson said police received reports of gunshots in the air around 4:30 a.m. Police discovered the man's body when they responded to the scene. He was on the eastern side of the street suffering from what appeared to be gunshot wounds to the head and upper extremities. This is according to Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson. More to follow, obviously, as this is a breaking story. I'm sure more details will follow. But again, another murder. Then we have a big acquittal. Boy, Wally, you see this acquittal? Mr. Producer, you see this acquittal? I ain't gonna lie. A nine-member jury last night acquitted Donna Vasili of the murder of her husband on March 24, 2015. Philip Vasili, a 60-year-old Australian podiatrist, was found stabbed to death in the guest house of the couple's Old Fort Bay home. The verdict last night came after a month-long trial before Superior Justice Bernard Turner. Damien Gomez-Casey, a member of Vasili's legal team, said she's ecstatic. She's gone home to rest. It's been a traumatic for her entire surviving family. Boy, this looked like the Sahara Yokes case of 2020, of the 2020s, eh? Yeah, boy. History kind of repeating itself a little bit, eh? Well, anyway. Hey, 9-member jury decided it, so, I mean, who, you know, it is what it is. The jury has spoken, and I just feared if it was like you or me, though, this could still be lost in jail. I just saying. But anyhow, we're going to, in the words of Cat Williams, keep it moving, and moving right over to Atlanta's president raises concerns over this new RCI development on Paradise Island, over the RCI project. Atlanta's president and managing director, Aubrey Oswell, yesterday called on the government to put the brakes on the $100 million Royal Caribbean International RCI Paradise Island Beach Club and ensure a heightened level of scrutiny and disclosure before the cruising line is given any final approval for the project. I believe the green light is premature with so many unanswered questions regarding the project's environmental and economic impact still to be addressed, said Oswell. In a statement that came 2 days after Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper announced the government has granted RCI approval for its project. So now you have a Bahamian thrown under the bus by two administrations, the previous administration and the present administration, regarding his project prior to RCI's arrival. RCI. And then you now have a major resort, a major business partner, a major player in the game here as far as the tourism component goes, saying pump the brakes because we don't want to mash up this whole vibe for everybody. Calm yourself down. And let's be real. Haven't we seen that due diligence is required in most of these recent events that have transpired, going, you know, eyes blind and arms wide open and eyes blind shut because it's a great thing on paper? And look where it's gotten us on the back end of that. A lot of egg on our face. So maybe we should do some due diligence, make sure we do the environmental impact survey, because, you know, I'm big on the environment. And like I said, it may look awesome on paper, but what is it going to do to us environmentally? Then, when we look at this project, how many Bahamians are going to be employed on said project, short-term and long-term? Is this going to be like the RCI projects in the family islands with the private islands, where all of their staff go and take care of the guests during the day? And no Bahamians work on the island, minor, you know, minimally, one or two positions, but that's it. So are we going to have Bahamians benefiting every day from this operation, since there's going to be so many cruise ships in port on a daily basis? This is what the new port brags about. So are we going to have Bahamians employed en masse on this new project, or is this going to be another RCI initiative where they employ their staff already to man the new component? So we got to ask a lot of questions. So I'm with Ms. Oswell on that. Not just because I'm a long-time Atlantis guy. Come on, man. That makes total sense. I mean, it's a valid point, and it should be asked. So feel free to chime in and let me know what's going on with you guys as far as your opinions and how you feel on that. A lot of moving, a lot of shaking these last couple of days. And listen, the investments are great. Don't get me wrong. Just make sure they're sound investments, and they play out long-term as well as they look on paper. As good as they look on paper, they need to play out just as well on the back end when it actually becomes something to fruition, when it comes to fruition, you know? Because, you know, memorandums of understandings and breaking ground and all of that, nah, we need to see the final product. That's what we need to see in 2023, the final product. But those are some of the major headlines blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Business Matters since 1844. And like I say, another murder going into the weekend, major acquittal. And the Atlantis are expressing its concerns over the RCI project. And now, how ironic, Watson, PM has not changed stance but revised RCI deal. No, hold on. Your stance was, we are not going to go forward with any RCI deals, especially if Bahamians are not going to be part of the program. And if we got a Bahamian like Toby Smith going to be, you know, swung in the deal, no, we won't go on. We're going to ensure you know, Bahamians are taken care of. And now that, you know, while there has been concern that Prime Minister Philip Davis has taken a U-turn on his stance on the Royal Caribbean International's development of a beach club on Paradise Island, government's press secretary, Clint Watson, said yesterday that the Prime Minister has not changed his stance but has negotiated a revised proposal that excludes acreage of government land, introduces investment and entrepreneurial opportunities for Bahamians and injects capital into government. Which Bahamians, though? You had a Bahamian that had an opportunity as an entrepreneur already. The prior administration dropped the ball with him. You promised certain things on the campaign trail. You've gone totally contradictory to what you said. But now there's opportunities for Bahamians to have entrepreneurial opportunities. Well, which Bahamians, Mr. Prime Minister? Is this another case of the PLP, family, friends, homies, cronies, and lovers? Or is this like an opportunity for all Bahamians to get in? So if there's an opportunity for Bahamian entrepreneurship, then Mr. Toby Smith should be at the front of the line to have his opportunity for entrepreneurship. He shouldn't have to wait. He shouldn't be back of the line. He should be front of the line. Since he had an opportunity, it was taken from him. It was promised to be returned to him, and none of that's happened. You know, Toby today, me or you tomorrow. You got to keep an eye on this kind of thing. Especially when you claim to be so pro-Bahamian and Bahamians first. I mean, it doesn't look out like it with the actions and somehow the way things are playing out. But if you say so. Focus income in 2022 and first quarter of 2023 up after COVID. The rich get richer, I see. Halkita's no health insurance, that changes on April 1st. Man, that better not be no April Fool's Day. That not be no better than no April Day. If I going right down, Mr. Halkita, say. If I going down, because it can't be going up. That can only be April Fool if it's going up. No, sir. But as we get out of the headliners and get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, new arrivals in stock.
Mashed potatoes with gravy and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm Ed Donahue with an...
It's Ed Donahue. Ed Donahue, right? We're back. Ha ha! You're the MacGyver of the business, buddy. Anyhow, Mr. Producer, I think we're good to go for now. We're back at you live from Duncan Brennan Road location. Getting it in Friday edition, 4:37 p.m. is the time. And I appreciate you, you know, putting up with a little technical difficulty we had. But we should be through all of that now. And it should be a smooth ride from here. But back to what I was talking about, back to the buzz. And like I say, feel free to chime in. Phone lines are open. And, of course, text lines are open. Phone lines are open. 323. Let me make sure I get the right numbers. I'm going to find the right ones out. 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. All right? Real easy. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right? Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. Yeah, listen, we had a little technical difficulties earlier, Texter, so we didn't do the trivia today. So we'll double it up on Monday. We might even triple it up on Monday. All right? Boy, you all really love these texts, boy. You all really love these trivia, though. I cannot tell you a word of lie. Wow. So, as the buzz continues, though, that's the big thing going into the weekend. Big talk around town. What's it going to be at the pump? You know, how is the decision of the... Petroleum Retailers Association going to affect us, Joe Public, at the pumps? Because obviously it's looming. They're going to take some sort of action. What kind of action or, you know, reaction is that going to have on the public at the pumps? And obviously, you know, the retailers have been lobbying this current administration for an increase on the 54% profit margin that they make. They only make 54%, you know, that needs to increase, especially if you want to keep Bahamians working at the stations, on the pumps, as attendants, and not see everything go self-service. It's also if you want to see Bahamian station owners stay in business and have a chance to pay their staff and turn a profit and take care of their family. So, at some point, there needs to be intervention between the administration, the association, and let's find a happy medium where everybody benefits from it. And we, the consumers, don't suffer for it at the pumps. Because it seems like this administration, if they need to met out burden or add more, or they have more burden to carry, they put it on the back of the small man. And that can't work. It needs to be balanced out. It needs to be meted out properly. So, what's your take on it? I want to know, you know, how you all feel about the gas situation, 242. Like I said. Oh, Lord. Boy. Okay, all right. I can start. But you all got a whole... Oh, Lord, look here. All right. All right, here we go. Great show as usual, Naughty. Is Toby up to date with his party contributions? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Is RCI another jobs creation where we need careers to provide jobs? So we need careers. To provide jobs are short-sighted. Most jobs in the Bahamas are 3-year turnover. A career is always 10 years minimum. Again, Texas, I told you, if you missed it, have a technical difficulty at the onset of the show today, so we'll double it up on Monday. In fact, we'll triple it up on Monday. Triple it up on Monday. Triple winnings Monday coming at you. All right? All right. Mm-hmm. Naughty, here's some math for you. Here's some math for you. A Haitian sloop with 400 refugees who is rumored to pay it $4,000 each to board the boat means someone can collect $1.6 million. Do you believe all that money could be made in human smuggling by the captain? Well, you sending me the breakdown. I mean, look at those numbers. You think somebody might want to take a risk for those kind of numbers? Quite possibly. I mean, they take risk in other ways. So, and I'm not condoning it, but I'm just going by it based on your mathematics. If you look at your math, it seems to be lucrative. Now, back to the pumps. I just had somebody stop by and let me know that they say, Naughty, it can't go beyond $5.50. Can't go to $6. It can't get near $7. But yet, that's where Joe Public thinks it's heading. And again, that doesn't do good for morale. We got a lot of things going on in this country right now that make you shake your head. Okay? Not a lot to smile about. And boy, I tell you, here come the gas looming at the pumps. And a hike. And obviously, you have to feel something for the retailers as well. They're in it to make a living. They're not being allowed to make a living. They seem to be extremely handcuffed. They've asked for intervention by the government, by the administration. They've asked for assistance. And nothing. So, at some point, they're going to have to take the next step. And if that's the case, then we're going to end up with a situation at the pumps. A situation at the pumps for sure. So, 4:44 p.m. is the time. We're live Dunkin' Donuts at the Bernard Road location. And we'll take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll jump back in right here live from Dunkin' Bernard Road. And we'll wrap up the bottom of the hour to the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads, the Friday, March 10th edition continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Audio check 1-2. We're back at you, Duncan Bernard Road, location 4:47 p.m. is the time. And like I said, a couple of things for you. Let me get back to the text lines. All right, as we wrap up the buzz, I'll brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. All right. Okay, here we go. Let me make sure I get these texts right now. Okay, yeah, these are from today. Okay, good. All right. Naughty, I work for architectural firm downtown. I ain't got a raise in over 10 years, so if they get a raise, I want a raise. Hi. Naughty, this is my take. When I lived in the state, I pumped my own gas daily. No attendant needed. We don't need pump attendants at all. Cut the cost. As a businessman, I always believe if your business is not profitable, then change your model. If that doesn't work, then change industries. If that doesn't work, close your business. The pharmacies threatened us before, and now the gas stations. I advocate for self-serve. Cut the cost. Thanks, Naughty. I love your show, bro. I just look forward to the brain teaser. Can't wait for Monday. Safe weekend. Yeah, you too, man. All the best to you. Everybody who texted in and stuff today and all my trivia lovers. You got a triple winnings Monday coming up, all right? But yeah, like I said, and I understand the whole pump scenario about the self-serve. I do. I get it. Because when I go on road gigs in the States, I pump my own gas. It's just you do it. It's just part of the norm. Men in Rome do as the Romans do. Well, and when you're in the States, you pump your own gas. Now, obviously part of what we've done over the years and part of providing a living for many Bahamians is working as pump attendants at the numerous gas stations throughout New Providence and throughout the Family Islands. Obviously, that may be part of the change. They may be collateral damage in this. So we have to look at everything that comes down the pike. And if that is the case, and a lot of you have expressed that you wouldn't have a problem pumping your own gas, that might be part of where, you know, the retailers may end up leading. But can you imagine? Boy, some are slow with everything. You see how slow he's carrying on in the gas station for certain things, like getting a patty and a Vitamalt? Could you imagine that slowed down by now getting 10 on 12? Or 12 on 6? Man, for God's sake. Oh, Lord. And who reached the pump face? I was half face. No, I was half face. No. Oh. I don't know. You all really want to do that? You really want to go there? That might be anarchy at these gas stations. All right, let's check out the global warming was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And be sure to check out KFC Nassau because, like I said, they got it going on for you all weekend long. They got the genius menu happening for you. All right. They got the saucy wings going on right in time for game time. Catch all that NBA action with the 12 saucy wings. All right. Your choice of sauce. Man. Be sure to check them out, all right? Your favorite KFC location got it for you, all right? For takeout and for drive-through, all right? And don't forget the drive-throughs opening and frying until midnight. So ample time for you to get your finger licking on at your favorite KFC Nassau location, all right? So let's see what's heating up the planet, like I said, in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I got to send a big shout out, man, to one of my younger fans, man, who enjoys the show on the ride home, especially the sports, and quite the swimmer, too. Got to big up my good friend Cole, man, proud member of the Barracuda Swim Club, High Point Trophy winner, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, my brother. As a former swimmer myself and High Point Trophy winner, 7 in a row, as a matter of fact. Good stuff, my brother. Proud of you. Keep up the good stuff and hear me at Duncan whenever, man. And make sure I tell you, famous granddad, I say what's up. All right. Let's check out that global warming. We're heating up the planet, like I said, in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. Oh, boy, here we go. Remember Fiddler on the Roof? The actor who played the Fiddler? He portrayed Teve in the 1971 film Fiddler on the Roof, the classic. If I were a rich man, Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, Tupou. He passed away at 87 years old this week. Actor Robert Blake, known to TV audiences as Beretta, died yesterday at the age of 89 after battling heart disease. And you know, Robert Blake had some cases behind him in the later portion of his life, man. Some real famous cases involving murder and mayhem. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has been quietly asking for support for an upcoming run to be the Republican nominee for president. Mira, Francisco, Frankie Suarez, cogelo suave, te querisi, papito. You're trying to go from mayor to president? That's too fast. What happened to governor? Mitch McConnell was hospitalized after a fall at a D.C. area hotel. We spoke about this yesterday, Pearlie and I. Sean Kemp, a six-time NBA All-Star with the Seattle Supersonics, has been booked for an alleged drive-by shooting in Washington. And, of course, that's how the headline read. It later turned out he had something stolen from him. Actually, he tracked down the thief. The thief started shooting at Sean. Sean returned fire. Now it's a case of self-defense. No charges are actually pending against Sean. So, you know, the plot thickens and we'll just watch it all play out. All right, Texas Tech men's basketball coach Mark Adams stepped down following his suspension saying the wrong thing to one of his players. He had quoted a Bible verse to a player that referenced workers, teachers, parents, and slaves serving their masters. Yeah, you need to step down. He didn't even need to go there. No. What else is happening? That's pretty much it. And then finally, Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend Erica Hermann says she was tricked into going on a vacation, and while she was gone, Tiger changed all the locks in his Florida home and locked her out. She says $30 million will make it all right. Oh, Lord. Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. He always gets in a rough, man, when he tries to approach the holes these days. I tell you, man, he's not as good as he used to be on the greens. Yeah. You like that one, Wally? We're taking that to Jokers tonight. That's what I think. I think we're taking that to the stage. I think that's got potential. Listen. This is crazy right here. Siegfried and Roy's last Las Vegas home together is up for sale, and it can be yours for $3 million. It's Moroccan-themed, 8-acre property, features 2 bedrooms and 4 baths in its main 8,750-square-foot house and 3 additional guest houses ranging from 1,500 to 1,900 square feet, plus 3 pools, a casita and a cabana, and an enclosure where the Tigers used to be. Hey. Guess if it works for them, it might work for somebody. It ain't gonna work for me. If I'm gonna spend $3 million in Vegas, it ain't gonna be on Siegfried and Roy's old house. No, sir. I need to get like Mike Tyson's old mansion or something. Yeah. Follow all the bite marks. You know Tyson was biting all through that mansion. All right, 4:55 p.m. is the time. And don't forget, we're live, Duncan Bernard Road. And it's all about that new mozzarella chicken sandwich at Duncan. That's what I call amore. If you love a chicken sandwich, and you love it, like classic mozzarella chicken sandwich. Oh, Lord. You definitely want what Duncan's got going on for you. All right, you definitely want to check it out. And like I said, it's available for you at all of your favorite Dunkin' locations. And they've kicked it up a notch. Yeah, man, they have. They definitely have. It's a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin'. Excuse me. It's loaded with chicken. It's got the mozzarella, the marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce. The pesto's off the chain. Melted cheese. Served up on a warm, flaky croissant, all right? Now you can get it by itself or in a combo with baked layers and a freshly brewed iced tea. Excuse me. Enjoy Italy. Excuse me. Every day at Dunkin'. And I Jones in for one right now. Wally, you want one? Mr. Producer, you want one? You want us to eat one for you? All right, we'll work it out. So definitely check out the new mozzarella chicken sandwich at Dunkin', the Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich. Me and my engineer, we're going to go get one. And Kermit, we'll eat one for you. I mean, I'd send one back to the studio, but I don't know if it'll make it, considering Waldorf on a Friday. It may not make it. It may not happen. Let's get to the break. Coming up out of the break, we got the news. After the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. As the Friday, March 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at ya. On the Friday, March 10th edition of Talking Heads, we're live, Duncan Brennan Road location. And right now it's time to get up into sports. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, you know, Pearlie will be zooming in short order if he's not zoomed in already. But, like I said, we got lots to talk about today in sports. Oh, yes. Baseball heating up. NBA starting to get very warm. So we'll talk about that as well. March Madness coming up. And don't forget that big, big promotion, the perfect bracket promotion with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. All the details are there. I'll tell you more about it later. But, yeah, if you're a basketball aficionado, college basketball aficionado, and you like the parlays, you like the sports betting, well, hey, theislandgame.com, theislandgame.com. Click on Sportsbook. Check out all the information right there. All the ways to play, all the ways to win. And remember, the outing game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right. So zooming in now. Pearly should be zooming in short order. And before I get into today in sports, well, I get into today in sports, and then we'll let Pearly check in. All right, on this day, March 10th, 1920, Joe Malone of the Quebec Bulldogs scored 6 goals in a game against the Ottawa Senators. 1941, the Brooklyn Dodgers announced that their players would begin wearing batting helmets during the 1941 season. 1993, Sherry Davis became the first woman to be the PA voice of a major league team. She was the public address announcer for the San Francisco Giants. 2002, ESPN aired A Season on the Brink. It was the first original motion picture by ESPN. The movie was about Bobby Knight. 2004, Todd Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks held a press conference to apologize for hitting Steve Moore of the Colorado Avalanche in the side of the head from behind and driving his head into the ice in a game on March 8th. Moore landed face first with Bertuzzi on top of him. Moore suffered a broken neck, a concussion, and deep cuts on his face. On March 11th, the NHL suspended Bertuzzi for the remainder of the regular season and the playoffs and announced that his eligibility would be assessed the following season and would take into account Moore's health and the progression of his recovery. And your sports quote of the day, it's deja vu all over again, Yogi Berra. All right, let me check the text lines. Naughty, that isn't Tiger's fault, man. That was a living girlfriend who wants $30 million for being a girlfriend. These women that want you to pay for everything. Bro, text her. I'm aware of the gold-digging aspect of that. I'm just a comedian at heart, man. That's the first hat I always wear. Sometimes, you know, the material gets out of my head before my mouth could stop it from coming out. All right. So, that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza. Big up to Chef Merlin and the crew out there at Naughty Johnny's. I had the pleasure of having lunch out there today, and it was all G-double-O-D good, as always. So, big up to my crew out there at Naughty Johnny's. And be sure to check them out. Happy hour tonight, 5 to 7. It just started. They got the great highballs going on for you, great specials going on. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up and going on for you. 377-7776. All right, always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza. And don't forget tomorrow, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Naughty Johnny, starting at 9 a.m. All right. Mr. Producer, we got Pearly in yet? All right, we got to keep an eye out for the Pearl. Do we have Peter zoomed in yet? I know Peter may be trying to zoom in as well. So once we hear from those guys, we'll keep an eye out for him, Mr. Producer. They should be trying to chime in. And while we wait on them, I'll check out the local sports scene. Raptors win the GSSSA Junior Championships. After building a 139-point lead after the first day, the CHV Raptors extended that lead yesterday and ended up winning another GSSSA Junior Championships. So congratulations to them. Taylor wins national title in the 50-yard freestyle. The Henry Collegiate swimmer Lamar Taylor can now check off another milestone on his list. He's the NCAA Division II champion in the men's 50-yard freestyle. The Bahamian national record holder in the 100-meters free competition defeat at the 2023 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships at the Indiana University Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana. And this was on Wednesday of last week, or this week actually, competing for Henderson State University Red Road. Taylor was too good for the rest of the competitors as he swam a personal best, touching the wall in a winning time of 19.4 seconds. The 19-year-old had the second fastest time in the first split, which was 9.21 seconds. Taylor went into another gear in the second 25 yards, turning in a blistering split of 9.83. So, congratulations to him, man. Glad to see, you know, more Bahamian swimmers doing big things. Bahama Star Gymnastics wins medals in Florida. Congratulations. That program's still doing big things and doing well. And if you want to check out a great article by Simba French, we got three Bahamians on top 10, 30 prospects list. We talked about it yesterday. So be sure to read more about that. Because, like I said, we got some good talent there. All right. Sebastian Walcott of the Rangers, Ian Lewis of the Marlins, and Ryan Reckley of the Giants. So be sure to check all of them out. All on the move, all developing, and all in the top 30 prospects of those major league organizations. All right. And we got games on tap this weekend as well. Baseball, both leagues. JBLN and Freedom Forum. And you also have other sports disciplines popping off. You got some track and field going on. And I think soccer is back in swing as well. Flag football. So lots on tap for the weekend. Now, do we have a Pearly sighting? All right, look out for Pearly, Mr. Producer. He's zooming in now. He just gave me the thumbs up. And keep an eye out for Peter. We'll slide into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, Tropical Gyros. Don't forget the Mackey and Rosetta location of Tropical. Open Tropical Gyros open until 6 p.m. And the Western location, JFK R&D Plaza, open until 7 p.m. So get your Tropical Gyro on as you get into the weekend. Let Sheriff Comer and the crew hook it up for you. And be sure to check them out on the gyros. But in addition to that, the bowls as well. And the salads off the chain. So do we have the Pearl in the building yet? Because before I get into this, I want the Pearl to be in the building. So Pearly should be chiming in shortly, Mr. Producer. So I'll wait for him. But a lot of things going on in the NFL. Busy, 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 busy day. And then, of course, out of baseball, you got scores for the major leagues. You know, spring training continues. Yankees and the Tigers final today. Yankees 4-3 winners over the Tigers. And, of course, some news out of the baseball offseason and spring training. And this coming out of New York as well. Could ex-Met Chris Flexen be a trade option for the Yankees? He posted a 3.61 and 3.73 ERA the past 2 years with the Mariners. And they may not have room for him in their rotation. And he's having a solid spring so far. So that might be some help for that Yankees pitching rotation. And, you know, you got some trade rumors swirling with the Yankees as well. They got a lot of injuries going on early in spring training. So we'll see if Mr. Cashman doesn't jump into trade mode and try and make a few trades or two. Because, yeah. You have a few names popping up via the injury list. And like I said, the Yankees could be players. So we'll see where they go. And that's not just the Yankees. You got some other teams popping up too, swirling around the Phillies, the Red Sox as well, all sniffing things out, the Twins as well too, all interested in possibly making a move with potential players that may not make rosters or maybe a short-term fix for their present team but could be a long-term fix for another team. So, we have Pearly in the building yet? I guess not. Boy, I tell you, Pearly, you're killing me today. You tell me you're coming? I thought you was coming with 240 speed. But look like you're coming with 5.740 speed today. You're lumbering. All right. So let's look at some NBA news before we get to the NFL. And we might have some buyout candidates on the horizon. in addition to some other moves, a lot of noise about the MVP. Yeah, a lot of noise. Okay, and Jokic is doing all he can to silence the noise, putting up big numbers. But Giannis is still a factor. Embiid is still another contender. So we'll see where this goes. But some of the news coming out of the NBA. Kevin Durant, he's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks, but he's at least on the sidelines for the next 3 weeks.
That's good news.
Hey, there's Pearly. What's going on? Nice of you to join us, Pearly. I see that you're on Dodger West Coast time, but it's all good.
My apologies. My apologies. I was trying to set.
Trying to do what? And we lost him already? Just like that, you faded out? Pearly, you muted yourself, I believe.
Oh.
But it's par for the course. We've had some technical difficulties all day.
We lost you for half a second.
We lost you for more than that, but it's okay. But I was waiting on you because, you know, in the NBA, you got some games tonight that may have some positioning elements to it.
Yeah.
You got the Trailblazers at the Sixers at 7.
Yeah.
The Hawks and the Wizards. The Cavs and the Heat at 8. You got the Nets and the Timberwolves at 8. Need the Nets to win that game. And you got the Nuggets and the Spurs at 8 as well. And then later on, you got the Raptors and the Lakers. Now, here's the deal. The Lakers, if they win, could actually position themselves from number 9 all the way to number 7, possibly to number 6, if Minnesota loses. And then Golden State would just be percentage points in front of them at number 6.
Wow.
And then that will put them within striking distance of the Clippers at number 5. Right now, they're a game and a half out of the 6th spot, 2 games out of the 5th spot, and 5 out of the 4th spot. It's doable, Pearly, but can they get it done?
You got to win tonight.
And then the rest of the week plays out.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow on Saturday, you have the Heat and the Magic. No, that the Celtics and the Hawks, Bulls and the Rockets, Mavs and the Grizzlies, Thunder and the Pelicans. That might have some ramifications. The Bucks and the Warriors, definite ramifications. And if the Kings can knock off the Suns without KD, that gives the Lakers more room to catch up. And then on Sunday, they got a chance against the Knicks, the Lakers do, to help their cause, especially considering the Blazers and the Pelicans play later that day, too. So more separation could be had. But like I said, all starts tonight when they take on the Raptors at 10:30 in L.A. So you think they get it done, Pearly?
Say it again.
Do you think they get it done?
I think they can. I think they have the, and if D'Lo's back tonight, right?
Correct.
I think they can. I think if D'Lo's back and he plays up to par, I think they can get it done. I honestly think that the Lakers can make the playoffs and be something, and I hate to say it, but my boy coming back, I think they could probably make a good run and scare some people cheering. Particularly if Luka is hurting the way he's hurting, particularly if Durant is hurting the way he's hurting, then anything could happen in Denver.
Yeah, Denver is a solid squad, but anything could happen is correct.
So what could be is if you see them, if they were to move up into the 6th spot, the NBA playoffs could be really exciting this year for the first time in a really long time.
Very much so.
With the parity in it, with the opportunity for any one of 6 teams out of the West could go anywhere out of the East, that's not bad.
And the Kings, good for them. They're about to break a 16-year playoff drought. They're firmly number 2. In the Western Conference. They're quite the solid number 2 seed, you know. Or number 3. My apologies, number three. They're the third seed, but nonetheless, they're playing at a high level.
Yes.
I mean, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the year, would Sacramento, they're actually number two. They're not tied with Memphis, but they own the tiebreaker because of a better conference record. If you would have told me that the Kings would have been 39-26 at this point, I'd have told you hell no.
One thing I've seen about teams like that in the history, super, looking exciting, great time, but when that playoff pressure hit, that's a whole different story.
Yep. But right now, they're looking pretty good. All right, Pearly, we got to switch it up a little bit to the NFL. Some big things happening. Devin McCourty has retired. No longer really a rash in the New England Patriots uniform.
Who's that?
Devin McCourty.
Okay.
He retires after 13 NFL seasons and three Super Bowls with the Patriots. I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. And I think he's retired. His twin brother retired a year ago. They're very close. I think it's time for him to retire too. And I think he goes out in a good position. Obviously, 13 years, three Super Bowls, went out playing at a high level as well too. So I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer as a defensive back. I know probably painful memories for you being a Dolphin fan.
That's less headache for my Dolphins.
So we'll see.
But speaking of my Dolphins, we just freed up a ton of money.
You picked up Tua's option, though.
Pardon me? We took Tua's fifth-year option. We signed him to his fifth-year option.
$20.2
million. Yeah.
And then not going to pursue a free agent quarterback.
No. For what? So we have caught, and then we between Chubb and Tyreek, we just freed up $31 million.
That's a lot of money. What you going to do with it, though?
We got plenty of needs.
But the last time you had money and needs, you didn't do too well.
When was that?
Last go around when you had all them draft picks and the salary cap and...
With who?
With y'all.
With who?
Well, Lynn Bowden and a couple of them other picks you had Bahini.
Who was making the decisions at the time?
That's what I'm saying. So you've graduated from that now. You don't have anybody making those boo-boo decisions anymore.
No, I think Gray has done a pretty decent job the last couple of years in terms of what he's been signing and drafting. And Tyreek Hill is one example. Bradley Chubb is another example. So I think they've made some pretty good moves. They drafted Holland. They did some good moves. Armstead. So I think he's been making some good moves. Let's hope it all pans out this year.
Is Igbahini still on your roster?
Yes, for now, yes.
Earl, he made it, 4 years?
I'm not even going to end.
I want to know something. He survived 4 NFL cuts. He honestly survived 4 cuts.
Boy, he was a project, but anyway, that's a different story for a different day.
I'm sorry, but if I could know, if I could make your rings turn sour, all I got to do is say Igbahini.
We signed an RB4 running back.
Who is?
Ahmed.
Oh, you mean, I know who you're talking about. Savion Ahmed or whatever?
No, Lord. I can never pronounce his first name. Crap. It can come to me right now. Don't kill me for it. Don't kill me for it.
No, Ahmed. We know you're talking about.
Salvon. I think of the rub.
I said Savion. Salvon.
Yeah, Savion. We got him for $1.8 million.
So I guess then your other running back is out of there then.
No, he's $1.8 million for the running back. He's at number four. That's QB3, QB4, QB3, actually.
No, I'm talking about the one who was there prior to Mozart and them coming in. He was your leading runner.
And then the kid from 49ers resigned. And then Gaskin. Gaskin is probably gone.
Gaskin is who I'm talking about.
Yeah. He's probably gone.
Texas Chaminin, Naughty and Pretty, the Lakers will win the next two games. I hope so. Here's another big bit of news, Purdy. Kind of ominous out of the NFL. Vikings release Adam Thielen.
I saw that.
Now, if there's any gas left in the tank.
And the Rams released Robinson too, right?
Yeah, they were trying to trade him. He couldn't do that. So those two may end up on a contender somewhere, you know.
That's possible.
You know, Thielen would be good in Miami for you all as a slot receiver, you know.
Oh, we'd be fine with wide receiver. We need running back. We don't need any wide receivers. We're very good with wide receivers. We need running back. We need a cornerback. We need linebacker help. We need offensive line help. That wide receiver is very low down the line.
Sound like you all need a lot of help.
No, let's just keep this. When you look at what you need to do in the draft and upcoming, this is stuff you need to improve upon.
Yeah, well, he's 32 now, Sperling, and I don't think he's worth a $20 million cap hit to Minnesota. So he may be released. He may resign with them later on, or he'll sign somewhere else, though. But I'm thinking teams that need a possession receiver who may be contenders, he might be a good option for them.
Yeah, he might be.
And
Cuba got a win over Panama in the World Baseball Classic. And then you said, you know, Italy beat Cuba now. Chinese Taipei beat Italy. Japan is rolling through. Or Chinese, I'm just killing people during. But tomorrow's going to be the Bahama Boys playing for Great Britain. We're playing the United States tomorrow at 3.
Indeed.
Yeah, but 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And it's going to be on Fox, too, as well.
What time?
9 o'clock tomorrow night. It's going to be on Fox.
Boy, look here. As soon as I finish my set by Jokers, I'll head to the Ponderosa.
Yep. Who y'all got in town? So you're getting good comedians in now?
Yeah, man. We got Sid Davis and Gaddy Krupp. And then they wrap up this weekend. And then next week, you got Kevin Jordan and Kenny Miller. And everybody loved Kenny and Kevin. Hilarious show. Funny individuals, both of them. And then collectively, you know, they talk a lot of smack as well, too. So you definitely want to check them out.
Okay.
But...
So you got China,
here's some other stuff.
Australia playing tonight at 10, and Panama and Italy playing tonight at 11.
I catch the late games. But listen, a couple of other things out of the NFL.
Yeah,
this is kind of weird. Dallas Cowboys have skipped OBJ's workout. Now, OBJ had a huge workout today in Arizona. Cowboys skipped it. 49ers, Patriots, and Giants were in attendance.
So you mean that trade we spoke about yesterday may be a thing. That's why they're jacking for him, eh?
Correct. That may be that they're on to something else. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because if I brought it up, then, you know, it would be crazy. Mr. Producer, have you got Peter yet? Do we have a Peter sighting? Just keep us posted if we do. But at the end of the day, some big things can happen. Either pre-draft, early, or draft day, or right after. I think some teams are going to do some wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, a lot of moves can make this time. A lot of moves. A lot of people fighting with the salary cap. A lot of people got to do some creative things. So, you know.
Speaking of creative things, I hear they're trying to get kind of creative with Aaron Rodgers, getting him into New York. Uh-huh. And now here's the latest from the Packers organization. Aaron Rodgers was only cleared to speak with the Jets about trade, Packers president says. Green Bay president Mark Murphy divulged Friday that the New York Jets were the only team given permission to speak with quarterback Aaron Rodgers ahead of a potential trade.
Oh, the Jets getting real cocky with this. They're getting real cocky. They burning cheese heads and stuff and trying to talk about coming to Super Bowl. Bring Aaron Rodgers to my come. Please come to the stinking lousy Jets. Please come. I'm pulling for him to come to the Jets now.
You all really think the Dolphins beat the Jets with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback?
Yes.
And they was punching you all up last year, Pearly?
Without Tua.
Oh, Lord. Really, think make that much of a difference?
No. See, I like that. See, no. Hold on. I want to point out something. See, in 2022, see, we just look and say things, right? First of all, Tua's stats is better than Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Two was number one in YPAs, number two in DPAS EPAs, number three in EPA attempts, number two in first down rating, number two in third down ratings, number three in passer rate, number two in passer ratings.
And he didn't win MVP?
Per attempt. Number four in red zone success, and number four in success rating. He had a pretty decent year. I think the Dolphins will challenge for the AFC East next season when we finish with what we can do over the offseason.
Well, that was an impressive plethora of stats that you threw out there, Pearly. I'm very impressed. And he was number one and number two in all those categories. Why wasn't he MVP?
Because he got hurt and didn't play a lot of games at the end of the season.
So you think if he didn't get hurt, he would legitimately be in an MVP conversation?
I think he would have been in an MVP conversation because the Lakers the Dolphins would have had a better record. The Dolphins would have been challenged for the AFC East, and he would have been in the conversation. Whether he would have gotten it or not is a different story, but he would have been in the conversation, which is not a bad thing.
Don't you ever tell me I have a way of putting things to make you want to believe, because I almost was believing to vote on that.
But you heard the big news coming out of the NFL, though.
What is the big news?
The Panthers are giving their number 9 pick to the Bears for number 1 and a
they did it?
First round pick.
When I left today, I heard that was getting fast and furious and hot and heavy. So what is it exactly?
Let me see that. According to Bleacher Report. Oh, I love Bleacher Report. It says here, hold on. They're not even into this too much. They right into the World Baseball Classic right now. See, Panthers trading up to number 1.
Okay, here it is. The Bears are going to receive the number 9 pick from the Panthers, the number 61 pick from the Panthers, a 2024 first-round pick from the Panthers, 2025 second-round pick from the Panthers, and here they got their wide receiver to go with their quarterback, DJ Moore. Great pickup with DJ Moore going to Chicago.
Yeah,
and the Panthers received the number 1 pick. Can you say the beast, the Panthers?
No, I think the Bears got a good package and the Panthers can get what they want, their quarterback. And I hope they don't mess around. I hope they get stout. I hope they pick stout.
Boy, that's a big move. That's a nice cachet for Chicago. The 9 pick, like Peter alluded to yesterday, is still in the top 10 range. And they get somebody who they like.
I think Peter talked about this a lot yesterday.
He nailed it. He was right on the money.
Yeah, he was right on the money about the 9 pick. But he wasn't sure about the other picks. But they get number 61, which they is get what, the, that's a second round pick.
Yep, and high in the second round,
so they get
too.
The first and second round pick. They get the first round pick next year and the second round. Oh, that's really a good haul, you know. That's a good
haul. That is. And don't forget, DJ Moore. The wide receiver.
Good veteran leadership in the that's good.
And he's still young. He's only like 25 or 26, Pearly.
And he's young, yes. And he's young.
But that's a good move.
Justin Fields gets what he needs, man, I like what Chicago's done so far. Good plus, A+ for this one in Chicago.
No, they did well so far. Now, what they do with the said picks and the cachet that they pull in from it is... You know, remains to be seen. But
they can't mess up with the number 9 pick because there's some good players out there. But be at number 9. Basically, number 9 and 61, they should really get some good picks.
They should. If they have a good draft. Now, don't get too full of yourself. Finish the deal. Seal the deal.
Yeah, seal the deal. You're correct.
But that's some big news, though. And then... Continuing to look in the NFL, Pearly. You got, I said, continuing to keep an eye on the NFL. I'm thinking you may be right. That DeAndre Hopkins deal may go down.
That'll be interesting.
And it may not just be the Dallas. It may be somewhere else. Now, how about this? Breaking news. The Rams released Leonard Floyd after third season in L.A.
Yep.
Is that Peter?
That's me. Saw that coming.
Hey, Peter, congratulations, bro. Good stuff. You nailed the Bears pick. We were just talking about it before you zoomed in. You called that number 9 pick. The Panthers did what they had to do. And you got a cachet. You got the 9 pick, the 61st pick, 24 first round, 25 second round, and DJ Moore, the wide receiver. I think that's a huge pickup for you.
Yep. That's all the Bears wanted was DJ Moore.
Well, there's no excuse now. Fields got somebody who could catch those short passes and turn it into to chunks. We got Peter or we lost Peter?
I think we lost Peter. I'll just show this little bit of fun facts. The Dolphins are getting $2 million less than the Giants just paid for a significantly inferior quarterback. Is incredible.
Yeah, that is true. But that's the quarterback market.
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine if
Tua has a great year this year and the Dolphins make the playoffs and at least win a first round playoff win. You know what his money will be next year?
He's going to get paid.
Follow me on this, Earl. Okay, I remember when Tom Brady, just allow me to kind of map this out. When Tom Brady was in New England, two teams, not the Jets, two teams decided, hey, we're going to prepare for the day Tom Brady is no longer in New England or his skills decline. So the Bills went and got Josh Allen and planned for that day salary cap wise and roster wise in terms of the age of the roster and all that. Dolphins tried the same thing, finally got the quarterback they wanted, finally got the coach they wanted, and they're on that same track. It's a post-Tom Brady era in the AFC right now. So what do the Dolphins have to do now to move forward? And I give this a lot of thought. You've got possibly the best tandem in the NFL at wide receiver. The offensive lines aren't elite, but with the scheme you run, you don't need an elite offensive line. That's the beauty of it. But what you do need, I think, and this is where it was tough to try to decide. For the Dolphins, to get over the hump, you need a top five running back. And you shouldn't in that scheme.
I think top 10.
Okay, top. You need a dynamic running back. You get that running back, and that covers up a ton of problems. I mean, just a ton. Because with that horrible, horrendous, criminal running game you had last year, it was bad. You still were able to move the ball, and I don't look at points. I don't look at yards. I look at first downs. I learned watching Steve McNair play quarterback for the Oilers. Is you get first downs, you keep the ball, the clock keeps grinding, and that's what you want. If you score in three plays, that's terrible because you got 7 points, but your defense back on the field, and eventually they're gonna collapse because they can't. They can't play 40 minutes. There's no way. So you want to get first downs. What do first downs also do? Hey, we got the lead in the fourth quarter, first down. That's what Brady excelled at more than Peyton. Brady excelled at just first downing you to death.
Yeah, you got him third down and 8. You think you got him? And he come up with a play. Third down and 13. Right. He come up with a play. Third down and 12. He come up with a play. I know what you're talking about.
And you're out of timeouts. You're just like, God, like somebody get him off the field, and he just sticks it to you with
and the
running. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know when you say fellas, just be these closets, certain things. Peter is a closet Dolphin fan. I want you to know that.
No, I want the Dolphins to be successful. Here's why.
He knows a lot about the Dolphins. I'll tell you that much.
When the Dolphins are successful, it's like, it's living in Nassau. It's just much. The Bahamas is happier when the Lakers are successful and the Dolphins are successful. That's a fact. It's a fact. Okay? So, I like Hurts more than Tua. I still do. But I like Tua because, like me, he's a small quarterback. He's a minority quarterback, like me, and he's a very likable guy. I like him. He's not, he's not a jerk. He's a family guy. He's a very likable person.
And, yeah, he is.
You know, you got quarterbacks that aren't likable. Baker Mayfield's unlikable. I think Baker Mayfield's hilarious, but he's not likable. You know, And there's some players I like and some players I don't like. Like, I like Dak Prescott. I wouldn't want him starting for my team, but I like Dak Prescott as a person. And I'm considering buying the brands he's selling.
That, I had a back answer that from Peter. It's cool.
Okay. All right. Because I felt it.
Okay. I expect, and you can get mad at me all you want to, I expect.
I try to take a backhand slap at his quarterback, but I can't reach down low enough to do that, to hit that Lilliputian.
No. You Cowboys did it to yourselves. When I see someone play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, there's a certain level I expect from organizations. We're talking Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman, and that's what I look for.
Hey, that- don't forget Dandy Don Meredith too, damn it.
I will forget Danny White. I do not.
Yes. No, we can forget Danny White. Forget him.
So, I forget Tony Romo. So, great
no,
analyst,
sir.
Not
no,
up
sir.
There. So, there's certain things I expect. Like when we talk Dolphins quarterback,
Babe Laufenberg.
It starts with number 13. It starts with 13. That's where it starts. So, I expect
well,
that level.
No, I think it kind of starts at number 12. Then number 13.
Hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
No.
Pearly. Let me get in this. Pearly. You cannot. Dear Jesus, I'm about to defend Marino. Here we go. Record this show for sure. You cannot. Even though Greasy won a Super Bowl, the perfect season wasn't Greasy. That was more Earl Morrill than anybody else. Now, collectively, they did it as a duo. Because the year before, the Cowboys monkey stomped them 24-10. But when you talk about the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, when you think quarterback of that storied franchise, you think of Dan Marino, University of Pittsburgh. Okay? Starting and there. And as much as I hated him, because the fans like you all pushing him. Oh, wait. He is your quarterback. Greasy, despite the perfect season, is 1B. Because Earl
Morrill
is in that conversation.
Listen, I ain't saying nothing. Marino will always be my quarterback. You know that.
So it's all with number, like, if you talk about running backs in Chicago, you start with
Marino. Right? Earth, what I'm saying.
No problem. But again,
now,
like, running backs in Chicago, you start with him. Running backs in Dallas,
start with
quarterbacks
in Chicago.
Well,
who you start with, Peter?
Running backs, I start with Walter Payton.
No. I said quarterbacks.
Boy, man. Quarterbacks
Jim McMahon,
really
baby.
Jim McMahon.
No, I can't because God, he was terrible at times.
He won you a.
Oh, he's a winner. Yes, a winner and great. The rebel QB, and he started the whole punk QB thing. And yeah, yes. But if he's one, very close behind is Justin Fields. Very close, because he's that good now. With Dallas, I have a problem because you don't running backs in Dallas.
If you're Peter, if you're going to say Justin Fields is a very close number two, that's a sad tale for the Chicago Bears because Justin Fields has yet to prove anything about himself.
But it tells you about our quarterback situation we're talking about. Jay Cutler? I mean, what do you want to talk about? We don't have Justin Fields, the most talented quarterback in the Bears history. And that doesn't come from me. That comes from Bears ownership. Okay, ownership.
Jay Cutler.
Virginia McCaffrey.
Matt
like
Barkley. Mitchell Trubisky.
Don't forget the Chad Hutchinson
from
Dallas. Rick Meyer.
Hold on. Let me look at this.
Henry
Justin Fields. Mitch
CFL.
Trubisky. Jay Cutler. Kyle Orton. Rex Grossman. Jim McMahon. God. Let me see, like, in modern era history, how kiboshed y'all have been at the quarterback position. Since McMahon, y'all have had Mike Tomczak, Jim Harbaugh, Peter Tom Willis from FSU,
Trash.
Steve Walsh, Eric Kramer, Dave Craig, Steve Stenstrom, Moses
Trash.
Moreno, Shane
Trash.
Matthews from Florida, who sucked.
Decent
Shane
in that
McNown,
system.
Jim
Trash.
Miller.
Trash.
Chris Chandler.
You forgot
Henry
Rick Meyer, but okay.
Slash, I'm stuck in the closet, Stuart. Chris
Chandler.
Greg Krenzel.
Trash.
Chad Hutchinson.
trash from Dallas.
God. Todd Collins, Caleb Haney.
Garbage. Garbage.
Jimmy Clausen, Matt Barkley.
Trash. Trash.
Jay Cutler, Brian Hoyer, Mike Glennon, Chase
trash.
Daniel, Nick
trash.
Foles, Andy Dalton,
okay.
Trevor Siemian, and Nathan Peterman. How could you have Siemian and Peterman on the same roster and neither of them belong in the NFL?
Because we're dumping salary. That's very simple. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears signed Marcus Mariota to be a backup this year. It just makes sense.
I'm getting my thumbs up from the producer. So we got to get to the break, guys. But listen, taking us home today.
I got to ask a question. When I talk about Dallas, who's number one?
Hold on.
And that's a tough conversation.
What say?
Running backs in Dallas, who does it start with? It's a hard question.
Tony Pollard. And then whoever.
My time, like quarterbacks, you start Emmett with
Smith.
Marino in Miami. Who you start with
Emmett
in Dallas?
Emmett Smith, Tony Dorsett, Grant Hill's Pops, Calvin Hill. Right there, that's your top three.
Not Emmett. Not 22.
Emmett is number one. Dorsett, number two.
Okay.
Calvin Hill, number three. Walt Garrison, number four.
Where's Herschel Walker?
Number five because of the trade. And he'll always be number five because of the trade.
Not because of his Senate campaign. Okay, I got it.
No, their bad air is affecting our good air. That's why we got to get to the break. So, Peter and Pearly, I appreciate you. And we'll find out where Lamar Jackson's going to end up because Rich Eisen's taking us home today with the top five landing spots for Lamar Jackson. And he says he's going somewhere, so let's find out where.
And that's everybody. March Madness begins next week, Thursday. Tomorrow is championship week. This championship weekend, ACC, SEC, championships this weekend. So Sunday this time, we'll know who's the top, who's the 68 of the field.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. You all have a safe weekend, man.
All right, brother.
Be blessed, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday. Quick break. Rich Eisen is taking us home. We'll see you Monday. Deuces. We gone.
Chop.
I've got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island.
Island Games. We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I've got a top five list of the most mind-blowing spots that Lamar Jackson could land. I need NFL Films music.
Let's go.
I need Films music. I need a little bit of atmosphere. Here we go. Top five spots. Wildest destinations for Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
Number five on the list. I'm just rehashing the idea I had the other day. Could you imagine, as Dan Snyder is thinking of selling his team and leaving the scene, owners are putting pressure on him off camera, off mic, behind the scenes, behind the curtains, pressuring him to get the F out of the NFL. And he says, okay, guess what I'll do on the way out the door? I'm going to give the Players Association and all the players who want fully guaranteed contracts at this price tag to be the norm. I want to give them a gift. I'm going to give Lamar Jackson every dollar guaranteed, and just to have a little fun, it'll be $1 more, sort of like Duke's brothers, $1 more Deshaun Watson. Going out the door, that spikes up how much my franchise is worth. I bequeath Lamar Jackson to the Washington fans who might be cursing my name forevermore. But guess what? You've got Lamar in the NFC East, and the Commanders now are worth a gajillion dollars more, and he sells. How wild would that be? And the Commanders can tell the Ravens, you take pick 16 this year and our pick next year, and we don't care. We've got our quarterback for the future. We're set up. Snyder cashes out and leaves all the owners who he doesn't like with a huge flaming bag of guaranteed dollar contract poop. Mm-hmm. How wild would that be? Now we're assuming a lot right there.
Toilets!
Number four on this list. Could you imagine if this team acquires Lamar Jackson and tells all of the fans in Detroit, Michigan, you have Lamar Jackson
Whoa.
As your quarterback? Jared Goff, we love you. Great job. A lot of momentum going on right here with us for you. But sorry, Jared. We're going to find another destination for you. Lamar's our quarterback. Thanksgiving every year with Lamar Jackson in Detroit, and he's the one that restores the roar. And the Lions take the 18th overall pick. They've got two first rounders this year. They designate, if they can, the 18th overall pick being the one, their own, that they give to Baltimore. And next year's first round pick, who cares? They finally have their quarterback forever, for a long time to come. They're willing to $4 guaranteed. And then they use the pick they got in the Matthew Stafford trade, sixth overall, to supplement whatever they want to do to get better. Who says no to that in Detroit? Maybe the Lions. Number three on this list. Let's now go completely off the rails. Why not? Let's go totally off the rails. Let's say this team decides to go for it. They've said they love their guy. They had a great season with their guy, but their guy, like Lamar, didn't finish. What if the Miami Dolphins say, we're going for it? Lamar, you come home.
Yep.
You come home to South Florida. Now, Rich, you might be saying, they don't have a first-round selection right now, and they need one to get him. Well, what if they decided to go trade another one? Just go totally crazy. Flip somebody for a first-round pick. Now they've got him, and now they sign Lamar, and they do something totally wild and do that, or wait until after the draft. Let's see how Tua looks in OTAs. Let's see how Tua looks, you know, towards the end of June. You need to make plans. Guess what? Sorry, Tua, we loved you, But once again, Stephen Ross is knocking on someone else's door, and it's Lamar Jackson's. They go ahead and give him what he wants. And the Dolphins bring Lamar to South Florida and Miami. Boom. Whew. Number two on this list. Could you imagine the Chicago Bears do trade the first overall pick, but not for a current rookie or to trade down to supplement a rebuild around Justin Fields, but they take the first overall pick and send it to Baltimore, maybe along with Justin Fields. Would that blow your mind?
Yes.
Would that blow your mind?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they take Lamar. This whole business of what are they going to do with the pick? They're going to trade down. They got to trade down. They're not going to take a new rookie and send away Justin Fields, are they? Could you imagine the Bears do that? Whoa. It would break the internet. Wow. But there's only one other way to break the internet. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, do it.
Do it, Sky.
The
man.
Wildest do it, destination do for it, Lamar Eisen. Jackson.
Come on.
The wildest destination for Lamar Jackson would, without a doubt, be the Dallas Cowboys. Without a doubt. Jerry Jones stares into the abyss, and he's like, guess what? Guess what? All the Dak, all of what we've been through. I can't wait anymore. We can't wait. We're hitting our head on a certain ceiling right here. Nothing beats the buzz attached to the Dallas Star. What?
I mean, that's true.
Buzz.
Cowboys.
What more of a buzz would be created than for Dallas to figure out what's to do with Dak? What do you do with him after you go ahead and give Lamar what he wants and the Baltimore Ravens the compensation for it? And Lamar Jackson is on Thanksgiving every year, but in Dallas. Get out of here. That would blow away everybody. That's my top five wildest destinations.
Do you think we need one more?
For Lamar.
All right, we'll get one.
All right, I got one more. I mean, there's so many of them. I don't know how I could put this back on the rails a little bit after saying that Dallas would be number one. But Lamar, as we all know, so many people were saying, hey, why would a receiver go to Baltimore when all they do is run this and run that and Lamar's not that big of a passer? Well, we know he's great at running, and we also don't think about his throwing ability, but he's a really great thrower. So what better way for him to show off his ability to have people have great reception than a Verizon commercial? There he is.
Are you kidding me?
There's Lamar.
Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.